speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, June 17th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It appears that Joe Biden is considering Rachel DeLisle for vice president. Actually, not Rachel, but her Senate counterpart, Elizabeth Warren, the trans racist. You know, the white woman who turns out, if you look at her genetic blood samples and so forth, guys, get a picture of Rachel DeLisle so people know who we're talking about. Both when she was black and when she's passing for black and when she's white. She's always white. Well, there you go. There's a Photoshop version of Rachel DeLisle. But the actual Rachel DeLisle, it's D-O-L-E-Z-A-L. That's the way you spell her name. Anyway, Rachel DeLisle, as you may remember, there she is right there. She's white, but she changed her, actually colored her skin, colored her hair, put perms in it to make it curly. And she passed as black for quite some time. And then, you know, when she was called out on it, she said, well, I identify as black. She's trans racist, just like Robert Francis O'Rourke, the Irishman who wants to be Hispanic. And they accept that because they're Democrats. Now, if they were Republicans trying to pull that kind of nonsense, they would be driven out of Washington and the media, ridiculed endlessly. But, you know, Rachel DeLisle, as everybody is so upset about certain people and blackface, there she is. There she is as white, and there she is as her identifying, her Halloween costume. Now, you know, Howard Stern's getting in a lot of trouble for doing that as a joke. She did it for serious reasons. And, of course, Coon Man is okay. Like I said, Coon Man needs to go on with Howard Stern, and they can talk about killing babies, and maybe they could demonstrate it live on air, because, you know, that's the kind of gross, disgusting stuff that Howard Stern would be into. You know, none of the stuff that he's ever done, they have a problem with. They have a problem with the gross, disgusting blackface skits that he did. And again, you've got football players at the University of Texas demanding that they don't play "The Eyes of Texas Are Upon You" because they said they found out that it was performed in 1903. And a blackface minstrel show. So therefore, it's tainted and it has to be purged 117 years ago. So, you know, this is everywhere. But, you know, you got Elizabeth Warren. Who would you go to if you're Joe Biden and you want to do identity politics and racial pandering? Of course, we've got all these articles now. Some black leaders back Elizabeth Warren as Biden's VP. Warren's outreach to black voters could help her VP standing. And of course, you know, she's passed herself off as an Indian when the results from the DNA test showed that she was twice as white as the average white person in terms of American Indian DNA. And so she could also pass as black, right? I mean, if Beto O'Rourke can pass as Hispanic and she can pass as Indian and get jobs off of it, that's the other thing too. Of course, you know, they're also, Beto O'Rourke is also trying to get a job off of that as well. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things today. We're going to be talking about contact tracing. Did you realize that it's not just the simulation event 201 that was done by Gates and others before the plandemic was unleashed, but well before that, he was going around with the help of a congressman to push the contact tracing apps that are out there. And even some of the states who said they were all into that, you know, for Apple and Google, they're going to track your contacts. Some of them are pulling back on that. We're going to take a look at where we are with a second wave as they begin to try to ramp this up. Also, President Trump has come out with his executive order on police reform. We'll take a look at what that is. And we have an article, a collection of articles here about serial killers. You spell it C-E-R-E-A-L for this purpose. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listener's idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, June 17th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is day 93. Day 93 of America held hostage. And a poll that has been put out yesterday, you probably saw this on AP. Folks in the U.S. are more unhappy today than they've been in nearly 50 years. They've been collecting this information since 1972. It is research from the General Social Survey. Again, done since 1972. They've never had less than 29% of Americans call themselves very happy. And I mean, you know, we have a right to do that, right? It's there in the Declaration of Independence. We have right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they've never been less than 29% of Americans who were happy. Very happy. They not only pursued it, but they thought they caught it. Well, now just 14% of Americans are very happy. Down from 31% in 2018. So it's dropped by half. It's about half of what the lowest number ever was. Why would that be? Let's see. Could it be the lockdown? Could it be the riots and the race wars that are being put out there? The engineered polarization of society into white and black, into black and police and so forth. Yeah, could be. Except that this is done before the George Floyd media race war began. This was done a few days before that, actually. It ended before the death of George Floyd. So this is all about the lockdown. They said that 23% of the people said that often or sometimes felt isolated in recent weeks. Before that. Now, 50% say that. 50% of people in a lockdown say they feel isolated. Imagine that. And that makes them unhappy. Imagine that. I saw that poll and I tweeted out yesterday. I said, I sent it to, tagged President Trump's name on it. I said, are you paying attention to this? People are not happy. The bureaucrats in the deep state like Fauci are playing you with a lockdown. And do you care about that? Do you care about even your own political future here? Because this is what is really the base of what they built this race war on as well. Yeah, they've pulled this type of thing before with cherry-picked cases of police excessive use of force. And I would say also excessive use of laws in many cases, like we saw with Eric Garner. I mean, do you really have to get into a violent confrontation with somebody because they're selling individual cigarettes on the sidewalk? Is that really what we need to be spending a lot of money for police on? It's not just excessive use of force, it's excessive laws that we have. And, of course, the war on drugs is a thing that has really weaponized and militarized the police. But as we look at this, you know, President Trump needs to understand that this is a weapon to come after him. But they're destroying society in order to come after him. And maybe he ought to wise up, because it's not only they are destroying the American middle class, but it's also the Federal Reserve is continuing to bankrupt us and then blaming it on a virus. COVID-19 lockdowns are neither necessary nor scientific nor helpful, says Mises.org. And the author, Gilbert Burdine, said, I've previously questioned the wisdom of these lockdowns here. You know, me too. I've been talking, this is day 93. It's at least 96 days that I've been talking about this on a daily basis, questioning this. And of course, the author goes back and he says, well, you know, some of my colleagues argue that life is priceless and it is more important than any economic consideration. And I've said this over and over again. Even when we have people like Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor here in Texas, went on Fox News and said, let the older people like me go. It's, you know, we'll go to work and I'll lay down my life so we can save the economy. I said, shut up about the economy. You have no idea how to lead a country if you're going to talk about that. This is not about the economy. This is about liberty and the people who founded this country. And he talks about Patrick Henry's give me liberty or give me death and so forth, right? Is life so dear, peace so sweet, to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery and lockdowns? No, 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 it isn't. I've also mentioned it in the context of the Alamo and so forth. People in this country, we built a country where people were happy because people were free. How did we do that? We did that when people valued liberty and freedom more than anything, more than money. They valued it more than life itself. This is not about money. This is how the Republican Party has failed us incredibly. Everything to them is about money. And of course, the Democrats, it's about somebody else's money. But it's also about safety to both of them. And they've sold you that. Safetyism. That is what has become the focus. But anyway, he talks about some of the scientific aspects of this. He said, if you just look at the CDC's own number, the symptomatic case fatality rates are 0.5 deaths per thousand of symptomatic cases. As a frame of reference, for the Spanish flu, it was greater than 25 per thousand cases. So it's 50 times less fatal than the Spanish flu. Should we call this the new Cold War? We're going to go to war with the American people. We're going to start with economic sanctions. Then we're going to start a civil war. After the frustration, we're going to escalate racial tensions on top of frustration of being locked down. I think they shouldn't call it Civil War II. I think they ought to call it Cold War II. Got a sniffle? Okay, we're going to lock you up. If your neighbor's got sniffles, we're going to lock you up, even if you're not sick. And we're going to get you so frustrated, you'll be fighting in the streets. And he says, of course, they will always return to the total number of deaths. I just had a discussion with my daughter about how people use statistics to lie. I said, let's say that you've got, I don't know, widgets, right? That's what economists like to talk about. It's an indefinite thing. No such thing as a widget or a skyhook or whatever. But you got a widget. Now, this person over here has got 6 widgets, and that person over there has got 8. Does one person have 75% less? Or does the other person have 33% more? Well, that depends on how you want to sell the idea, isn't it? See, you can not only cherry pick which numbers you're going to talk about. You can talk about total number of people who died, not represent it as a percentage of the population, not look at it as a case fatality rate, not compare it to other forms of death, other risks. You can always cherry pick the numbers. And then you can even play games with the numbers after you've got them. There's no evidence, he writes, that lockdowns saved any lives. Sweden tried a very liberal approach. Their mortality rate from COVID-19 was lower compared with other countries that had more severe lockdowns like Britain, Spain, Italy, France. There's no clear relationship between the severity of the lockdown and the mortality rates from COVID-19, even for different states in the U.S. either. Again, we talk about one third of the deaths, New York City. Another third of the deaths, New York State. Another third of the deaths, all of the rest of the United States. You know, I think there is a very strong correlation, however. The number of deaths are very strongly correlated to a particular political bias and a particular political party. And it doesn't have any supporting physical evidence because we have seen emergency army field hospitals, emergency naval ships, hospital ships not used. And the when we look at that screen there, we've got there they are. There's the COVID deaths. It wouldn't happen to be, since there's no supporting physical evidence, and since it all seems to be coming from one place, it wouldn't be a psyop of any sort, would it? No, it wouldn't be a psyop. As a matter of fact, another person who's talked about this from the very beginning, Dr. John Ioannidis, was referred to in 2010. The Atlantic called him one of the most influential scientists alive. He's been pushing back against this as well. A Stanford epidemiologist, and basically he debunks science studies, and now he is the most hated person in the world because he was right about this from the very beginning. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated from the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you so you don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Life protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, there is some good news that we have here about our economic recovery. U.S. shoppers have returned with vigor in May with a partial rebound. Store purchases went up by record 17.7% from April to May. Now, the bad news is that the previous month they had fallen 14.7%, and the month before that they had fallen 8.3%, and that they're still down 6% from a year ago. But that is good news that people are getting out, because one of the things that I've been concerned about is that people have been so frightened by Fauci that they're afraid to come out of their holes. But they do come out, evidently. This is not including, by the way, this is not including the looting figures. If you were to include that, I mean, we'd be in great shape. All the television sets taken. But no, this is what people actually paid for instead of just taking. The coronavirus has is now the excuse for casinos to say, well, we'd like to just do electronic payment. You know, they've actually had regulations against that. No states currently allow cashless payments on casino floors. And so they said, well, you know, because of COVID-19, cash is dirty. We'd like to go cashless, said the casinos. And so they may be able to get that done now, because this is another one of the agendas that is being rolled into this. It's not really a pandemic, but it is a panacea for the globalists to enact every one of the different things that they've been working on for quite some time. When I saw this title, it was Coronavirus May Sway Regulators to Allow Casinos to Say Goodbye to Cash. And I thought, well, I always thought it was a casino visitors who said goodbye to cash, because that's basically what happens when you go there. And the headline, Fauci lied about masks, and he's admitting it now. As I pointed out yesterday, we look at the evolution of the U.S. Surgeon General, Jerome Adams. You know, don't use them. You know, they're not good for you. To, you might want to use it. Oh, you must use it. Oh, now it's all about freedom. It's about freedom to wear a mask. And so Fauci is saying, well, you know, the reason I told people that was because we had a shortage of masks here. We wanted to make sure the people, namely the healthcare workers, brave enough to put themselves in harm. You know, the heroes. Now, the rest of you can die. I thought we were about saving lives. But you get the mask for the healthcare workers. Send the elderly people to the rest homes, because that's where 40% of the deaths were, says the Wall Street Journal. But, you know, I just got to say, if we're allowed to wear bandanas and handkerchiefs and, at a Target, they were handing out toilet paper. I showed you the pictures that were sent to me by a listener. But yeah, they had tissues or toilet paper that they had stapled rubber bands to, and they're handing that out as a mask. And he wouldn't put it on. There it is. Oh, no, that's the one. That's the one where the guy wanted to get on. Sent that to me, too. He wanted to get on a flight. He didn't have a mask, and he just had a sandwich. So he took the sandwich wrapper, the paper, put it around his face. They said, all right, that'll do. They don't care. As long as you got anything visible covering your face, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be an N95 mask, which, by the way, the N95 masks, if you look at the size of the particles compared to the COVID virus particles, the upper limit of the COVID virus, I think it was something like, I'm just going from memory now, it's probably wrong, but it was something, let's just say 0.2 microns. That is the biggest possible COVID virus particle you're going to get. Well, the same number was the smallest particle that these N95 masks could do. So N95 masks could go from 0.2, let's say, if that's the number, 0.2 microns and up, it would catch. But the COVID-19 goes from 0.2 down to, I think it was like 0.01. So it's kind of like, I think the best analogy I saw was the guy saying, put up a chain link fence to keep out mosquitoes. But, you know, we can also, that's the N95 mask. But, hey, since that doesn't work, you can wear anything. You can wear a bandana, because it's just about submission. And so when Fauci says, yeah, we lied to you about the mask, well, if it's okay and if it's mandatory and you got to do it today, you got to wear bandanas in different places, right? They're going to have to wear them at the MAGA rally. So if that's okay, if that's really what we need to have is bandanas. We had bandanas back then, Fauci. There wasn't a shortage of bandanas or scarves or a tissue paper or hamburger wrappers. We had all of that stuff. We could have put all of that stuff on our face. what is this really about? Yeah, he's not a smart guy, as President Trump called him a smart guy. No, he's really more of a wise guy, as in a mafia figure. Virginia legislature, of course, quietly in March, passed the bill that would allow governor-appointed members of the Virginia Board of Health the authority to add federally recommended vaccines. You know, things that were recommended by Fauci, guidelines, recommendations like the lockdown and stuff. Well, they can recommend and give out guidelines for vaccines. And if they put that there, then this bureaucratic board, they're not elected, they're governor-appointed. And a vaccine reaction article headline, Board of Health has the power now to mandate vaccines for school children. And they said, you know, under the Constitution, you're supposed to have your elected representatives making these kinds of determinations for you in laws. But now they have kicked this over to the State Board of Health, composed of physicians and representatives of big pharmaceutical companies. And they're going to make those recommendations. Wait a minute, what's going on here? Well, it's the same thing that's been happening for a very long time in Washington. Just like Nancy Pelosi said, we've got to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it. We don't know. We're going to create a new bureaucracy. We're going to put some, you know, people in charge of this, and they will write the rules for you because we're not going to do it. and this has been the case for a very long time. Rand Paul has every legislative session he has introduced a variation of what he called the RAINS Act, as in reining this out-of-control bureaucracy in. Congress has long established a pattern of abdicating its responsibility to pass laws. They create agencies. They fund agencies. And they transfer their responsibility and their duty to those agencies. Once the agencies create rules, those rules have the force and effect of law, but then they pretend that they're not law. They say, well, they're rules. They're not laws. So since they're rules, we don't have to give you any of the protections under the Constitution for due process. You don't get any presumption of innocence. You don't get any protection against excessive punishment or fine. And so we can do to you whatever we wish because they're rules. And then when these people get out of hand, then Congress can come in like heroes and save us from that. Meanwhile, you've got in Colorado a bill requiring re-education for parents who refuse a COVID-19 vaccine. The bill forces all doctors and medical staff to give vaccinations with no exceptions, even if they're in a situation where they believe it would not be in the child's best interest. So they don't care what the parents think. They don't care what the doctor thinks. You're going to take it. And if you don't take it, you're going to go to re-education class.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong,
you name it, the globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TuboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you. It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, as we look at trillions more coming, we got a $3 trillion bill that is going to be more relief for people whose businesses have been damaged by the federal government and state governments with lockdown. And then we have a $3 trillion bill for that, in addition to what's already been done. And then we now have another $1 trillion infrastructure bill that's on its way. Well, okay, so everything's taken care of, right? Well, you know, we know the Pentagon has taken care of its military-industrial complex contractors, and they are. They are making sure that they have tens of billions of dollars available for them, but of course, when you look at the hundreds of billions, it's about $350 billion, I think, is what was earmarked for small business. We saw that Planned Parenthood got $80 million of it, even though they were expressly told they couldn't have any. They somehow wrangled it out of that bill. And you've also got some Congress people who have at least four members of Congress, two Republicans, two Democrats, were on the list. You've got, in terms of Republicans, you had Roger Williams of Texas. He owns auto dealerships, body shops, car washes. He got a bailout. Vicky Hartzler of Missouri. Her family owns multiple farms and equipment suppliers across the Midwest. They got a bailout. Democrats, you've got Susie Lee of Nevada. Her husband is CEO of a casino developer. He got a bailout, you know, because it's hard to develop casinos when you got it locked down, right? Debbie Mukersell Powell of Florida. Her husband is a senior executive at a restaurant chain that has since returned the loan. See, some of the people returned the loans when they were embarrassed by that. But that is now ended, Because now the Small Business Administration, the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve, all these people who are handing it out, they've gagged that. No. You're getting upset about the people who got the money and $80 million for Planned Parenthood. And say, yeah, we're just not going to tell you that anymore. That information is now classified, says the Trump administration. They're not going to provide any details. So it's just up to the individuals to tell you what they got and then come forward with it. They can get as much as $10 million, which again raises a question. How did Planned Parenthood get 80? If you can, as a business, you can get up to 80, $10 million. They got 80. Well, because they're putting it in as different locations. And that was the rule that allowed big business in Wall Street and even hedge fund companies to be able to scarf up this money through their bankers once they said, well, we're going to just consider it location by location. We're not going to look at the overall company. You know, so if you got one office here and you don't employ more than 500 people in that office, anybody can get it. And everybody got it except small business for the most part. When we look at what is coming up next, this $1 trillion infrastructure to spur the economy. Yeah, we've got crumbling roads. We've got crumbling bridges. I don't know how much money they're going to be spending on that because now a big part of that is going to be 5G infrastructure to provide rural broadband. So it's not enough to just get the people, spy on the people in the big cities. No, we've got to be able to spy on everybody, everywhere. So we've got to run out an infrastructure into the rural area, and the government is there with $1 trillion. I mean, think about this. It was pretty outrageous that the cumulative debt got up to $20 trillion under Obama. And we continued that trend with Trump adding about $1 trillion a year. You know, but now they're adding about $2 or $3 trillion a month. A month to this. How much longer can this go? But of course, when it all comes crashing down, and it will, it won't be their fault. It won't be the fault of Washington. It won't be the fault of the White House. It won't be the fault of the Federal Reserve that created this massive bubble, you know, for the last 12 years. It won't be their fault. It will be the virus that did it. The virus did it. The devil made them do it. That's right. Flip Wilson. The devil made me do that. Well, the virus made me do that. I couldn't help it. I had to lock you down. I had to dump out $1 trillion a month, $2 trillion, $3 trillion. It's a bidding war now between the Bernie Sanders Democrats and the Trump White House as to who can hand out the most money. And so 5G infrastructure, I mean, it's not enough that they've given 12,000 satellites have been are going to be put up by Elon Musk to beam 5G at us. They've authorized that. I think he's got about 500, 600 of them up so far. But yeah, 12,000 satellites to beam 5G. But that's not enough. They're going to be spending money out of this $1 trillion infrastructure bill to put out 5G everywhere because they have to watch everything that you do and they have to irradiate you. This is about destroying life and liberty. You know, you want to pursue happiness? Good luck with that. We're going to destroy life and liberty. And in terms of talking about the tracing and the surveillance aspect of this, you know, we've been sold this bill of goods. And as this thing was rolling out, and as I said at the very beginning, I said, look, this virus may have been engineered in China. But let me tell you what is certainly being engineered in China, and that is the response to it and the social control. China has modeled this for everybody, and everybody is using the virus as an excuse to impose this Chinese surveillance and social control on us. And now it's starting up again in China. But even before this started, True Pundit did an interview with a couple of reporters who had done some investigations in the past, exposing the Clinton frauds and schemes, how they were able to avoid $2.5 billion in federal taxes, cutting corners on that. I've talked to Charles Ortel. He's investigated them. They basically just ignored all the tax laws and laws on charitable foundations. But these two investigators, John Moynihan, Larry Doyle, went on the Thomas Paine podcast of True Pundit. They said the Gates Foundation helped to negotiate who would score a $100 billion government-backed contact tracing contract back in August of 2019, 6 months before the pandemic arrived in the U.S., 4 months before it was even noticed in China. About that. And not only that, but they met with a U.S. Congressman, Bobby Rush, the two of, the Gates Foundation representatives and this congressman, Bobby Rush, went to Rwanda, East Africa, in August to hash out who would score the windfall from the government contact tracing program. Just last month, 9 months after the meeting with the Gates Foundation in Rwanda, Rush, a Democrat from Illinois, introduced the $100 billion H.R. 6666. I can't make this stuff up. The COVID-19, and this is their acronym, Testing, Reaching, Contacting Everyone. They call it the TRACE Act. Testing, Reaching, Contacting Everyone, the TRACE Act. Kind of reminds me of his immunization agenda 2030, the IA 2030 that he also pushes. You know, he's got the ID 2020. He wants to have a global ID, digital ID for everybody by this year. And of course, you know, they've got the digital, he already contracted, made sure that MIT came up with a way that you could get a digital tattoo along with your vaccine so they could, you know, vaccinate and tattoo you at the same time. ID 2020. They got to roll it out this year. They did that last year as well before the pandemic came out. But the immunization agenda 2030, their slogan is everyone, everywhere, every age, vaccinated. And so when they look at TRACE, the TRACE Act, they want testing, reaching, contacting everyone. This bill that was put in by Rush, the Democrat from Illinois, would establish a program run by the CDC to do testing and contact tracing. And they managed to do this 6 or 7 months before the virus even appeared. Yeah, it's a long-term plan, isn't it? It is a plandemic. It is the perfect excuse for them to do what they've always planned all along. We'll be right back. We're going to take a look at President Trump and his police reform and many other issues as we have the second wave being prepared to hit us with propaganda and control. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people.
This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live Protein Bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just talking about how Bill Gates had the foresight to come up with a way to do contact tracing of everybody, you know, test, report, trace, contact everybody. He called it the Trace Act. Actually, it's being called the Trace Act now after his friend, Congressman Bobby Rush, went to Rwanda last August. And they were doing it as a trial there, the contact program. Now the congressman has come back and introduced a $100 billion bill to do testing, reaching, contacting everyone. They call it the Trace Act. So, you know, they just move forward thinking on this part. And as we have seen the rest of the tech leviathans jump into this, Google and Apple, Norway had its own contact tracing app that they've now abandoned over privacy fears. Health authorities there, they have their own Institute of Health, just like we do. And just like our Institute of Health, these people have absolutely nothing but contempt for privacy and liberty. Oh, because it's always about safety. This is a global attitude of these little health officials and bureaucrats everywhere, everywhere. That's why they're rolling out this dictatorship. Not of real doctors, but of public health officials who are going to intervene in the doctor-patient relationship and in the parent-child relationship and in every other relationship that we've got here. They're going to put themselves over our elected representatives. They're going to put themselves over the Constitution, which is the real king of our country. And so this Norwegian health authority, the Institute of Public Health, launched a smartphone app they called Smittestopp. Means infection stop. They did it in April. Meanwhile, in Norway, they have something we don't have here. You know, we've got a constitution. It's a very nice piece of paper. But they actually have an agency that looks at protecting your privacy, which we don't have here. You know, we got a constitution. It's a non-enforcing piece of paper. And there they have an agency. So they had their Norwegian Data Protection Authority looked at it, and they said, this program, this app, Smittestopp, is a very invasive measure, even in an exceptional situation where society is trying to fight a pandemic, said the Data Protection Authority. But the National Institute of Health in Norway came back And they said, how dare you? We don't agree with their evaluation. We feel it's necessary. But we do feel it's necessary to delete all data and put the work on hold as a result of this. And they said, this will weaken our important part of our preparedness against the spread of the infection, as we now lose time for development and testing of the app. Well, you know, they've really suffered under COVID-19 in Norway. They've had 242 deaths, according to their National Institute of Health. There are currently only 16 people in the hospital with the virus. But they've got to track and trace everybody, right? You know, the DPA, the Data Protection Authority, the people looking out for Norwegians' privacy, said the legality of Smittestopp depends on social benefits. In other words, let's put it this way. It's situational legality. You know, kind of like we have situational ethics. Well, you know, the ethics, it just kind of depends on my mood. Depends on the situation. It depends on whether or not it's pragmatic. You know, because those freedom lovers, as Scott Adams said, those freedom lovers are now getting indistinguishable from sociopaths. And, you know, the pragmatists are always the ones who bring us authoritarianism. And incrementally, they bring it in. And so what they're saying here, well, you know, that you're going to say that it's legality depends on the social benefits and you will decide what the social benefits are. Oh, so then you are the one who's deciding what the law is, right? They had about 1.5 million people download this app. They said now they've only got 600,000 users. And so the privacy agency there in Norway said it's not even effective. You don't even have enough of participation. And again, this is all part of the war on COVID, what I think we ought to call the Cold War, Cold War II. And here in the United States, you've got some of the most authoritarian states, New Jersey, California, are actually starting to back out of this idea of using Google and Apple's contact tracing that they would put on their phones. So the authoritarian governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, said that he preferred to hire bodies, you know, because those people can vote for him. You know, he can channel money to friends and family and sort of, you know, instead of just giving it to Google and to Apple. And the same thing is being done by Newsom, saying, well, you know, we want the bulk of our investment to be in manpower. We want to build that capacity in partnership with Apple, he said a few weeks ago. But now, 2 months later, there is no contact tracing apps or cell phone tracing technology that is being used in California, according to a spokesperson for their public health department. A recent survey by Business Insider showed that only three states, Alabama, North Dakota, and South Carolina, are going to use Apple and Google's tracing system. Because, you know, they found, again, it's far more effective to hire people and to get them on the payroll. That gives them power over people's lives. And I'll just remind you again, as we see where this is headed, you all know, it's testing, tracing, then vaccination, and immunity passport IDs. And you've got the bills rolling out, like I pointed out, in Virginia as well as in Colorado. You know, Virginia giving more power to the public health dictators, the doctators, even though they're not doctors. The one in Colorado, interestingly enough, has a clause in it that if you object to the vaccination schedule that the state is demanding, you know, even if you don't want to take it on, I'll take the vaccines, but let's not do them all at once, you might say. Let's spread them out. No, no, no. If you object to that, they're going to have online education modules to, you know, explain to you why you've got to do that. As a matter of fact, every time I talk about vaccines on Twitter and I put hashtag vaccines, it always fills it in and says hashtag vaccines work. No, they don't work, Twitter. And you're propagandizing people about that. And it really does concern me that we are rushing headlong into this thing with no concern for safety or efficacy and no concern about the financial cost either, not just the cost in lives. You know, we have President Trump has put out his police reform executive order. I want to talk about that. Before we do, let me just give you an example. Guys, pull up video clip number 6. Get that ready. We had a guy in Vienna. You know, policing is a dangerous job. But sometimes the police are provoking the situation unnecessarily. Sometimes they have to do that as part of their job because we have excessive laws. And the enforcement of those excessive laws sometimes in that conflict leads to excessive force. But sometimes it's just excessive fines. And sometimes it's kind of at the discretion of the authorities. And we see this. Here's a good example, because it's not America. So we don't have to, you know, get caught up in our polarization that the political media have put us into. This is a situation in Vienna. Guy is fined 500 euros. That's about $564. And the photo of the charge sheet said that the suspect had already behaved in a provocative and uncooperative manner. And then he rose from the park bench. Now, I don't know what he was doing. Maybe they didn't like that he was sitting on the park bench. Looked at the officers, apparently intentionally released a massive intestinal wind in the immediate vicinity of the officer, said the police report. And the police responded and said, well, of course, no one would be reported for accidentally letting one go, but he did this in an uncooperative manner. And yeah, we actually have video of that. Roll video clip number 6.
I fart in your general direction.
Yeah, that apparently is what he did. And so they fined him $564. Because, you know, you can't let that kind of rebellion go. There have to be law and order in the country. We have to ask whose law and whose orders we're going to take. All right, folks, we'll talk about this executive order when we come back. Before we go, I just want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The big sale has ended, but we still have some great discounts. We have the Power Stack, the 8-pack Power Stack, now 70% off. It's got products to help you wake up and focus in the morning, other products to help you relax in the evening. That is now 70% off the 8-pack Power Stack. We have our new product, the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine in spray form now. For a limited time, it is 33% off as part of its introductory special. And we are taking orders for storable food and able to fill them in about 4 weeks right now. So make sure that you have prepared for the worst right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. We'll be right back.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it around your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, We're going to get into President Trump's executive order in the next segment here at the top of the hour. I want to give you a little bit of news, and we do have some news. We've got, of course, talked about this briefly yesterday, but it keeps escalating. The fact that J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter stories, is now facing the rage of the LGBT mob. And it's escalated to the point that the staff at her publishing house are refusing to work on her new children's book. And the way it is put out by Pink News, which is going to be an LGBT publication, their headline says, over her relentless anti-trans tirade. Well, you know, I think the trans are pretty relentless in their agenda, too, as well. You know, if only the Christians pushed as hard on what they believe as the trans do with their religion, this would be a very different world, wouldn't it? And, of course, you know, they never had any problem with her pushing magic and the occult on kids and making it trendy and cool to the extent that nobody else has done. No, they never had a problem with that. With her doing that to kids. But they had a problem, as they put it here. The Harry Potter author has been widely criticized, you know, by these people, for posting a string of anti-trans tweets and then publishing a 3,600-word blog post explaining her position on trans rights, which has been widely derided as transphobic and poorly timed. In other words, you know, women are women and men who wear dresses are not, just to sum it up. I won't put too much gloss on this pig. That's the bottom line here, folks. She resents her female privilege being attacked by men in dresses. And they will not stand for that. Which, again, as we talked about yesterday at some length, we talked about the Supreme Court decision from Gorsuch, reading into the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which was a response to racial segregation. And now Gorsuch has read into it, well, you know, we're talking about transgenders and homosexuals at that time. Sure. No, it isn't. No, it was talking about physical characteristics that people have no control over and saying you're not going to use that to discriminate against people. And now they have put this in. And again, that's one of the reasons why they've been pushing on this for quite some time, even before the transgender issue came to the fore. And that's why they would say, well, there's a gay gene. Yeah, we all have, we would say as Christians, we all have a sin gene. We're all descended from a fallen man, right? And so we all have our different sins that appeal to us. And that is ingrained. It is genetic. No doubt about that. But at the same time, these people are saying, well, you know, it's not biological. Or it is, you know, it is biological if it's for the homosexual issue. But then when they come to the transgender issue, it's not biological. They vehemently deny and they argue with J.K. Rowling about biological and binary gender. And so when we look at what Alito and Clarence Thomas said about the Supreme Court decision, it is going to be a threat to religious liberty. If you think that these people are going to try to cancel J.K. Rowling because she wrote an essay and a couple of tweets, now, that's not going to happen because she's got a lot of money. And even if that particular publishing house wants to boycott her, she'll find somebody else who would like to make money. But when it comes to churches, the free exercise of religion, you better believe these people are going to be weaponizing this latest Supreme Court tyranny to tyrannize every school, every church, every sports team, everywhere, about everything. It will never end. And again, you know, they passed on the Second Amendment. They passed on more than a dozen infringements from California and other blue states, as they call them. Said, no, we're not even interested in that. And Clarence Thomas, as I read you yesterday, said, well, you know, if you had to get a permit before you were able to do exercise your free speech rights, you would have a problem with that. Now you've got to do that even before you can buy ammunition in California, but the Supreme Court doesn't even want to hear about it. Nope, not listening, not listening.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, I was talking about the latest efforts to purge J.K. Rowling. And, of course, they're not going to do that. But with this Supreme Court tool that was given to them by Neil Gorsuch, they will be working to purge any religious beliefs that they don't like. These people are serial killers of free speech and of opinions that they don't like. They will come after anybody and everybody. And believe me, they've been given a big weapon by Neil Gorsuch. And as I said yesterday, can we now, as conservatives, get over this idea that we're going to be able to fix things with the Supreme Court? That we're going to be able to fix things with a president who can fix the Supreme Court? We have Roberts now, who has become a reliable tool of the establishment, beginning with, most notably, with Obamacare, where he wrote both opinions. A man of two minds. He is flexible and malleable and perhaps even blackmailable. But he has now become thoroughly hanging out on the left, a reliable person. And this is the way it always goes. As I said, we have the naive belief that if we have a conservative president or a Republican president, even if they're not all that conservative, if they're Republican, they're going to appoint conservative justices who will stand by the Constitution as it is written. You can call that an originalist, or you can call that a textualist, or you can just call that somebody who doesn't have an agenda of judicial tyranny. These other people want to treat the Constitution as if it was a living document, malleable. It is whatever they believe it is. And this is what we've seen with these decisions, going back to Roe v. Wade and other things like that, where they read into the Constitution is something that is not there. When they did the Roe v. Wade decision, they said, well, we have all these interesting ideas from science and cultures around the world, but we have to look and see what the Constitution says. And then in the decision, they didn't. They didn't pay any attention at all to the Constitution. None whatsoever. They went through page after page of what the opinions were of some scientists as to when life began, what cultures throughout history have done about abortion and so forth, but they didn't pay any attention whatsoever to the Constitution. Same thing when it came to marriage and redefining marriage, which they have no opinion. They can have an opinion, but their opinion should not be treated as law. Their opinion should not overturn what state constitutions and what the people with referendum are supposed to. That's what the 10th Amendment is about. The powers that were not expressly delegated to the federal government, certainly not to the Supreme Court, are retained by the states and their constitutions and their elected offices and by the people when they do referenda and other things like that, or just in their ordinary lives. But they ignore all of that. So, this purge mob, these serial killers, are now focusing on cereal, C-E-R-E-A-L, the kind you eat, these kind of serial killers. As an article in Zero Hedge points out, meanwhile in Britain, cereal has now become racist. Cocoa Pops are now being singled out. Why? because Kellogg's has a couple of different products. They, in the UK, for Cocoa Pops, they have a Cocoa the Monkey. And the Cocoa Pops are brown. And the monkey is brown. When I saw that picture, I thought, is that a bear? I mean, it's a cartoon representation. And, you know, cartoons are stereotypical. But, you know, you would go out and you would pick, if you want to have a brown cereal and you sell it, maybe that's why they picked a monkey that was brown. But you have a woman who has been jailed for 3 months in January 2019 after she was convicted of lying to police about a speeding ticket. She's created a social media campaign. And she's also a Labor MP. Besides being jailed for a speeding ticket that she lied about. Anyway, she's now a Labor MP and she is on a social media campaign. She's outraged that they would have Coco the Monkey for their Cocoa Pops and that they would have three white boys for the sister brand Rice Krispies. You know, because the rice is white or whatever, I don't know, but Snap, Crackle, Pop, that type of thing. And so as she called out Kellogg's, they were very, very quick to cave in. And as Breitbart points out, maybe she didn't know that the Kellogg Foundation is a major funder of left-wing causes, giving large donations to George Soros's Open Society Institute. Don't throw me in that briar patch. Yeah, they were just looking for another reason to give even more money to George Soros and these leftist provocateurs. And then we now have, came out this morning, Quaker Oats is now removing Aunt Jemima from their brand of syrup. As Mark Dice points out, in other words, Quaker has been selling racist pancake mix for generations until just now. Maybe all those hundreds of millions of dollars in profits should be paid in reparations to obese black transgender women to try to make amends. But actually, they didn't pay. They kind of beat out the original Aunt Jemima and some of her heirs. The great-grandchildren of the woman who portrayed Aunt Jemima are filing a $2 billion lawsuit, and this is going back to 2014. I'm not really sure how this lawsuit 6 years ago worked out. But they were very unhappy about the fact that Anna Short Harrington, it's actually based on a woman that they put on the cover initially, and you can show they've modified this considerably. You know, at the very beginning, Aunt Jemima looked very much like Hattie McDaniels in Gone with the Wind. They've purged that, you know, the first actress to beat the system and win an Academy Award. She became quite wealthy for Gone with the Wind and doing her acting, but you know, they got to take that out. Well, that's the first Aunt Jemima there. And then they updated it a few years ago to a more modern black woman. But the first woman and her great-grandchildren, her descendants, are suing Pepsi and its subsidiary Quaker Oats and its one-time suitor Hillshire Brands, charging that the companies conspired to deny that Harrington had been a Quaker Oats employee while they trademarked and exploited her image and recipes for profit and refused to pay for a fair share of her royalties to her heirs for more than 60 years, according to the Chicago Tribune. She began doing that as a character in 1935, allegedly chosen because of her pancake recipe, not the syrup, but the pancake recipe. As a matter of fact, if you go back and look at the history of this, they hired a former slave, Nancy Green, going back in 1890. She played the Jemima character from 1890 until 1923. The world first discovered the real Aunt Jemima, and that was not their ancestor, but the previous lady, going back to the 1890s, and again, a former slave, at the World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago, 1893, where she was making pancakes. Imagine that. She was making pancakes. She was a friendly person. They liked her. She was a former slave, and they used her as their product spokesman. How racist that was. But anyway, you know, just like Hattie McDaniels, you can't get a the purge culture today wants to come after anyone and everyone. But again, the syrup was not introduced until 1966. So now, even though this goes back to the 1890s, a former slave at the Columbian Exposition, Nancy Green, showing how to use the new mix and so forth. That's now become something that has to be purged. So that you can put that in the black history file. I don't know. I think these people truly are serial killers in every sense of the word. They are not able to even look at black women who have managed to escape the system that was stacked against them and prevail. They have to be eradicated from history as well, you know, just like the abolitionist I talked about yesterday. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live Protein Bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you. And it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Police reform and President Trump's executive order that was announced yesterday in a Rose Garden ceremony. You know, I was talking about the difference between two particular incidents. I compared the video of a robbery in a store. You had a guy come in with wearing a mask, pulls out a gun, and gets into a shooting spree. He tries to an employee is walking out of the back. He's also got a gun, and both of them draw, the one guy's got his gun out, the robber does, and the employee pulls his gun out very quickly. They start shooting each other. The robber gets down under the counter, and he's like putting the gun up over and trying to shoot the other guy. But the employee, there it is right there. The employee was able to hit him once in the hip. And then as the guy crawled back, the gun was not there. He's crawling. The employee gets a drop on him and says, don't touch the gun. Get away from the gun. Get away from the gun. And he does. He stays away from the gun, and the employee does not shoot him. Now, this is a guy who came in with a gun with intention to rob, began shooting at the employee there who has a gun with him first, and tries to shoot him many times, emptied his all six shots out of his revolver. And yet the employee who is defending, the employee who is carrying, does not empty his gun in this guy when he has got him in his sights. Even though the guy initiated the conflict, even though the guy fired shots at him, he allowed the guy to crawl away, and then when the guy gets to the door, he jumps up and he runs, and then the guy acted very responsibly. He went to the neighbors, and he told them, hey, there's a dangerous guy who just tried to rob us, and we don't know what he's going to do, and then called the police, 911. They took 12 minutes to get there and so forth, but he acted very responsibly. Now, if that had been a police officer, if the guy had just pointed a gun at him, the police officer, based on their training, based on what we've seen, would have typically, most police officers, as they've been trained, would just empty their gun into him at that point, just for pointing it at, let alone if they'd been in a shootout with a guy. And if the guy was on the ground and his gun was close by, the police officer would not say, get away from the gun, but would basically, even though his life was no longer in danger, as we've seen many times, even unarmed people, if the police are concerned or afraid of them, they do that. And so I compared that situation at Wendy's, where in Atlanta, which has now been used as an excuse to loot and to riot. Is it possible to be against looting and arson and then against the excessive use of force at the same time? And I had a lot of people very angry at me, even though I went through a lot of detail and talked about what led up to that. The way that it ends there, where the guy is running away and he is shot in the back by a police officer when the guy is not a threat to him. Yeah, the guy, they talked to him for 20 minutes. I pointed that out. The guy had been in, it just recently gotten out of jail. Not a good guy. Not a good guy at all. He shouldn't have been let out of jail in the first place. But he was out of jail, and he was under the influence of something and asleep in the drive-thru. So somebody called the police. And after 20 minutes, they start to arrest the guy. He scuffles with him again, not defending what that guy did. He deserved to be arrested. He deserved to not have been let out of jail in the first place. He grabs the taser of the police officer. He runs with it. And then he turns around and over his shoulder, he fires it and then runs. But that wasn't, he didn't have it anymore at that point, really to do anything else. And that's the point at which, as he's running away, no threat to the officer, he's shot in the back and killed. Now, if you or I, and you know this, if you've taken a concealed carry class or something, they tell you that if somebody breaks into your house, even if they smack you and then take your television set, and run out the door with your television set, at that point when they're no longer a threat to you, if you shoot them in your front yard, in the back, even though they came into your home and you felt threatened by that, and you shoot them in the back as they're running away, no longer a threat to you, you're going to be charged, and I think rightfully so. Now, we have the Castle Doctrine that is recognized in a lot of different states. I think that you have a right, whether you have a castle doctrine or not. If somebody's in your house and they're coming at you, oh, no, you can use deadly force, and I would suggest you do. But when somebody is running away from you, even if they've got your stuff, and even if there's been a scuffle, you need to be careful about that. Especially, you know, we need to talk about this in the context of these riots, for example. If you are in your car, and this is not just my opinion, look on YouTube. You'll find people who teach firearm training, concealed carry classes. They'll tell you the Castle Doctrine legally applies. You're legally, in many states, you're allowed to defend yourself in your home or in your vehicle. Now, the question is, if somebody is beating on your car, you know, it becomes a gray area. If they've got something, if they're just banging and denting your car as much as that makes you angry, and rightfully so, are you then legally justified to shoot through the glass and kill them? Now, if they're breaking through your glass with a brick or something like that, yeah, you are. You are. And you may want to be judged by 12 rather than carried by 6. So, you know, you might want to err on the side of caution if somebody's being aggressive with you. I'm just saying that legally, unless there is a credible threat of somebody coming into your car, you're not allowed to shoot on the outside. You're not allowed to shoot somebody running away from your house, even if they've come in, stolen stuff, not allowed to shoot them in the back. And so regardless of what happened in that Wendy's, when the police officers use deadly force on a guy that is no longer a threat to them, yeah, he needs to be arrested, but he doesn't need to be killed for that. That's what we call excessive force. And I had people got very angry with me. One guy on Twitter said, I myself am a libertarian and I'm no fan of the police, but your description of the subject of the Wendy's parking lot is biased in favor of the subject. It leaves out so many critical facts. It's literally fake news. This is an embarrassment to me that I follow you. Well, don't follow me. You know, if you continue to follow me, Twitter will take care of that anyway. I mean, they unfollowed my wife from me. They had me unfollow Rob Dew and many other people here at InfoWars. Without my knowledge, they had my wife unfollow me without my knowledge. They do that to people all the time. So you don't have to do anything. Twitter will unfollow you from me. But I said, you know, it's about when and how you use force. And it should be a matter of training. That's why I tweeted out this morning a meme that I thought was very informative. In Norway, they require 3 years of training to become a police officer. Between 2002 and 2016, they had 4 fatalities that were caused by police. In Finland, 3-year degree. They had 7 people killed over an 18-year period. In Germany, they had 2 years of training. They had 267 people killed since 1990. In the U.S., you need 21 weeks. 1,000 people were killed in 1 year alone. Now, a lot of people say, well, the demographics are different. Yes, they are. They are different. But I've also covered stories. I'll never forget the story about the guys, and they were from some Scandinavian country, Norway, Finland, something like that. They were on the New York subway visiting. And there was some individual there that was under the influence and rowdy and pushing people around and violent. And these 3 police officers, they were not diversity hires. They were very well trained. They were, you know, young men in the late 20s or 30s. They had no weapons on them. They basically took the guy down and tied him up using his own arms and legs until the police got there. Now, that takes training, and we're not really worried about doing that, just like we're not worried about testing and evaluating vaccines. We're not worried about the safety or the efficacy of our vaccines or our police force. We just got to do it quickly, and it doesn't matter how much money we spend.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray,
at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, yeah, when we look at what is going on with police reform, I pointed out yesterday, you look at the problems with the police unions, and they are paralleled exactly by the educational unions, the teachers' unions. You know, it's interesting, if you look at the figures from Statista, they have it broken down, police spending per capita in major U.S. cities. In other words, if you take the total amount spent on the police department, divide it by the population, how much does it cost per person in 2020? And if you look at this list of people here, different cities. Baltimore, by far, spends the most of any of the cities. $904 per person spent on policing in Baltimore. One of the places where they've had the most number of cases of excessive police force. New York City, 672. Chicago, very close to New York City, 624, where they have dozens of people usually killed per weekend. because of the out-of-control gang violence due to the war on drugs. Due to the war on drugs, really. You got rival gangs that are shooting each other. Detroit is the next one down. 493. Then Atlanta, 490. Then L.A., 436. Then Minneapolis, 408. Houston, 403. But do you see a pattern there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The seven top ones happen to be the places where they have the most problems with the police, where the per capita spending is the highest in the United States. You know, it's kind of like education spending. If you look at the per capita education spending, you find that places like New York and Washington, D.C., where they spend the most per capita on education, are the places where they have the greatest illiteracy rates and innumeracy rates. They don't know anything about reading and writing and arithmetic, right? That's the innumeracy. They don't know anything about math. They don't know anything about reading and writing. They're illiterate. And yet they spend a lot of money there. Why is that? Heavy influence of unions. And then it also, as I pointed out yesterday, it also leads to abuse. Not just sexual abuse by some pedophile who gets through the system. No. I'm talking about other types of abuse, mental, psychological abuse. Like I talked about my wife's experience witnessing that with a fellow teacher and told, we can't do anything about that. She's got tenure. Just like when the police have a long history of doing this, the police union is going to stand strong behind that person. Doesn't matter what they do. And so when we look at what is going on, the presence of the unions, when we look at the attitude of we're going to preserve this institution or this program or whatever, no matter what, like I said, when you look at how little training the police get here compared to other countries, yeah, there are demographic differences as well in the other countries. But look, the training, you cannot deny that the training is very different and that it has changed rapidly in the United States. It changed under Obama. And it's been changing under every single president. And it's not just Obama. It's been changing going all the way back to the war on drugs. It took a big step during the Reagan administration when they started pushing the United Nations war on drugs that was put in by Richard Nixon. And, I mean, they wrote it exactly 10 years before. The same four schedules, the same drugs on all the same four schedules, 1961 from the UN. And then Richard Nixon called it his war on drugs. And that was 1971. By 1980, even though it was not legal and constitutional, like the alcohol prohibition, and even though it wasn't working like alcohol prohibition, instead of ending it like they did alcohol prohibition, Ronald Reagan and his administration decided they would double down on it. And they would go after the end users, and they would focus on the end users. That's how we got mandatory minimums. Rather than the focus in alcohol prohibition, they would go after the organized crime that had been given a free monopoly on all of this stuff. And then the way that they competed with each other was with shotguns in the street or Tommy guns in the street. And the same thing is happening now in Chicago and major cities. That's a key part of all of this violence, this black-on-black violence. There's a lot of black-on-black violence, and if you want to ignore the elephant in the room, the war on drugs, then you start going down a racist path, quite frankly. They don't want you to talk about the war on drugs. Isn't that amazing how nobody wants to talk about the war on drugs? You know, prior to the war on drugs, last time that we had people, you know, rival gangs doing drive-by shootings was Al Capone, alcohol prohibition, but at least we had respect for the Constitution. We had the 18th and 21st Amendment. We never had enough respect for the Constitution to ever make any of this stuff. These excessive mandatory minimums, excessive prison lockup, we never, never made any of that legal. And so I think it also applies to the vaccines. Like I said, you know, we don't want to spend any time training the police. When we do train them, you know, going back to that shootout that happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I think it was about 2013, 2014, if I'm going from memory, I would guess that's about when it was. A very long encounter with a guy who was homeless up in the hills, and the police were trying to get him down, trying to talk him out of it. They eventually wound up shooting him and killing him and then sticking the dogs on him after they shot him as he was dying. Why was that? Well, you had an instructor at the New Mexico State Police Academy said they've changed the curriculum. They've gone to a shoot-first curriculum. And I'm not going to be a part of this. He resigned. He said, I've taught at this academy, the State Police Academy, for decades, and they've changed the way. Who changed it? Obama did. The feds changed it to a shoot-first approach. Frank Serpico talked about that as well. You know, Frank Serpico, who exposed major corruption because of the war on drugs in New York, and his fellow officers tried to kill him. He blew the whistle on it. They made a movie, Al Pacino, very famous, Serpico. If you haven't seen it, you ought to see it. And he's talked about reform of the police for quite a long time. And one of the things that he said was they were too trigger happy, far too trigger. He said this decades ago. And they continue every year to push this further into more of a shoot-first situation. Free Thought Project a week ago had a story. Neighbors shocked as cops attack and kidnap an Amazon delivery man for parking wrong. What they mean by kidnap, they mean arrested him. Warren, Michigan. Neighbors were absolutely a quiet Michigan suburb were shocked as they watched an Amazon delivery driver get slammed to the ground, hauled off in handcuffs as he delivered packages to their neighbors. His alleged crime? Well, according to the residents, he parked on the wrong side of the road. So we have excessive laws. And then we send out cops to enforce those excessive laws. And some of those cops use excessive force to enforce the excessive laws. Residents watched in awe from their porches Tuesday afternoon as a driver was tackled to the ground, handcuffed, and hauled off by the cops over the incident. The police announced they'll be charging the driver with felony charges for resisting arrest and failing to show an ID. Apparently, the cop who tackled the 23-year-old Amazon delivery man did so after he refused to show his ID 11 times. Well, there you go. You know, they have a right to do anything they wish to if you do not obey their orders. And they're going to be enforcing the orders of these public health dictators as well. So when we take a look at what President Trump is talking about doing, there's nothing in here that I see in terms of executive order, in terms of pulling back the excessive laws that we ask our police to enforce. You know, we had police who said, I'm not going to lock down citizens. I'm not going to arrest them. Some of those police were fired. Some of them were sheriffs, and they weren't fired. That's the key. You've got a police chief who was fired because he supported the rights of armed citizens to protect their property during the violent looting and arson that was going on. He said they got a right to do that, so they fired him. Because this is what the government wants. We'll be right back.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body.
I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right. They're getting the vaccine ready. They're doing it at warp speed. Cost is no issue. $1.2 billion to AstraZeneca to manufacture 300 million doses. President Trump is very proud of that program. And just one company, Moderna, the most unproven, the one with the most dangerous approach. Mode RNA is what they used to call themselves. And, of course, they're using RNA modification, DNA modification. I've got an article to talk about what happened with some modification of embryos. Oh, it went really wrong. Really wrong. And you know, Mode RNA, they now call themselves Moderna. Moderner. yeah, they had a vaccine right ready for President Trump. When you look at the deliberations on this, if you want to call it deliberations, it's like, well, it's going to take us maybe about a year. Well, I can do it in a few months. We've already got one done. We got it done in 45 days. All right, you're our guys. Here's $500 million. $456 million. Go for it. How soon can you get this out? All right, good. We'll manufacture a whole bunch of these things. And that's the way they run the police as well. No concern about safety. No concern about whether or not they're effective. I mean, look at Chicago and Lori Lightfoot was, as the looters were stealing and burning, she had her police focused on threatening and fining churches. That's how she was using the police. Not very effective, is it? Not very safe, is it? But there's some money involved in that, and also some power. And she had her public health director there who was talking about, you know, you guys keep coming to church, And I'm going to make sure that you're permanently closed. As a matter of fact, she talked about invoking a particular power that Chicago had invoked in the past that allowed them to actually destroy businesses if they continue to violate the laws. And so it's like, we'll just destroy the buildings of businesses. We'll just knock your church building to the ground, Chinese style. Because of the Chinese virus. That's right. That is the Chinese virus. Let me tell you, the Chinese virus didn't come out of a lab. The Chinese virus came out of the plans that they implemented. It came out of the lockdown. That's the real Chinese virus you better worry about that's spreading everywhere. And it's starting up again. You still see the headlines on the Drudge Report talking about the second wave. Oh, it's starting again. Weaponized again. Yeah. Second wave of propaganda. That Chinese virus. The virus of propaganda and lockdowns. That's the one you need to be concerned about. But as you look at what was happening in Chicago, a great example of this, you know, the public health dictator was threatening to permanently close these churches, threatening to knock down their building, even as the looters are doing this, even as you've got dozens of people, you know, 40 people shot over the same weekend, shot and killed because of the war on drugs. Oh, no, they're going to keep that going. Going to keep that going. And cops who went on YouTube, I've played you many of those cases, who went on YouTube and talked about how their oath to the Constitution would prevent them from coming after people just because they wanted to earn a living. So we're not going to enforce this law. Well, those cops were threatened to take that down. If they didn't take it down, they were fired. You have a police chief who stood with the constitutional right of citizens to protect themselves against these looters. That police chief was fired. Others were as well. See, the point is, power comes out of the barrel of a gun, and the government wants to have all the guns, and they want to make all of the rules. And it doesn't matter how unconstitutional or arbitrary they are. You will be kettled and corralled into one of these two opinions. Either you're going to join with the Black Lives Matter people, or you got to defend the police and everything that they do, as we've now defined it. Well, those aren't the two solutions. You're being kettled. You're being corralled into that by the media, by politicians. This is part of the Hegelian dialectic, folks, another Marxist tactic. You know, they give you a thesis, and then they give you an antithesis. And then, as they push these two off against each other, they've already got the synthesis that they want you to follow. Sometimes we call those two things Republican and Democrat Party. You know, they fight each other as if they were completely opposed to each other, but they've got a central plan that they both want to go to. And that's why you get that. That's why people are getting increasingly frustrated, both left and right, with these politicians, because you vote for one and you find out, well, he doesn't really mean that. He didn't really mean the thesis or the antithesis. He didn't really mean that. Oh, yeah, they were always going for the synthesis. That was always in the books. They always make sure you got two choices. And right now, the two choices are you're either with the Black Lives Matter looters and Antifa, or you're with the police. No, don't let them do that to you. When you look at some particular town, here's another article a week ago. Antifa reportedly chased out of town by Hell's Angels biker gangs. Of course, we've had people who weren't Hell's Angels bikers. They were just ordinary neighbors who got together in some areas and just stood there with their guns, looking determined, and determined that they would use them if necessary, because, you know, they can read your intention. They can tell by looking at you. They may not know anything about firearms, perhaps, but they can certainly read people enough to know whether or not you're serious. And so don't put yourself in a situation like that unless you're ready to actually defend your property in your life. But if they see that you are, they will go somewhere else. That's why it was so amazing that black lady in Chicago, she was so upset. They had people that were on the roof and in front of their building, and they were just standing there with guns. She said, look at those guns. Look at that. And she just went off on them because, you know, a couple of guys that were there were black, but there were some people there who were Arabic, and she just hated them, said, guys, these effing Arabs and selling these effing Chinese junk here, and look at this, and they're going to use guns against people who want to take that stuff. And it's like, well, it's Chinese junk. Why would you want to take it? But nothing happened. I mean, it was a deterrent. And she was very upset about that. All right, so what is President Trump talking about doing with police reform? Basically, Daily Caller said, well, we've got the elements of it. We talked about that yesterday, and it seems like that's basically what is there. President Trump said, we have to find common ground. But I strongly oppose the radical and dangerous efforts to defund, dismantle, and dissolve our police departments. And so what are they talking about? They're talking about defining certain standards for the use of force. And again, beginning with chokeholds, which, yeah, that's great. Problem is that as you define these standards from the national level, we've already seen this happen. It was defining the standards from the national level that caused the police academies in various places like New Mexico to start the shoot first procedures. So after the federal government defines the standards and defines the education and the training and makes it a lot worse, then they come back in and say, oh, well, you know, that's an excuse for us to take over the police from the national level. And we'll do that by defining what the standards are going to be. Then we are going to hold out the carrot of more money for people who do exactly what we want. We'll also collect racial quotas as if all the communities are the same. They're not. But they will treat it as if everybody is just the same. And so if there's more black people that are involved in crime, and whether it's black on black crime or black on blue crime or whatever, you're racist and we're going to punish you for that. So they're going to introduce that type of agenda. They're going to have the carrot of money, and then they're going to nationalize the police more. They're not going to talk about excessive laws. They're not going to talk about the war on drugs. They're going to do that. And bottom line, it's going to come down to robots eventually. I've even had people who I said, you know where this is headed, and you don't want to go here. Oh, no, I think that'd be a good idea. I think the robots won't be as racist as the cops. Well, you understand that if you put robot cops out there, that is going to be the ultimate centralization of control, isn't it? You will have one central location where they do the programming, and they will decide how much force and how it's going to be used. And so now you can buy the robot dog from Boston Dynamics, the creepy thing that was featured essentially in Black Mirror. You can now buy that for $74,500. And I'm sure that these police departments will be eager to get that. And the public has now been prepared for that. Just like they've been prepared to want to work from home and have 5G and all that sort of thing. Now this is the second part of this. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. There you go, right there. That's the solution. We got to have a robot police force to brutalize us and on command. And then when it does, they'll say, well, it was a software error. We fixed it. Sorry, it won't happen again. All right, we got to go to break. Before we do, real quickly, folks, we've got some great specials still at InfoWarsStore.com. The big specials have ended, but we've got 70% off the 8-pack power stack. Products to help you wake up and focus in the morning to relax in the evening. We also have our new product, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray Form. And we have that at an introductory price of 33% off. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze at about half price. We've got $130 off of the Alexa Pure Breeze. Make sure you have fresh air in your home. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we got more censorship and deplatforming happening. And again, it is focusing on Zero Hedge again. You know, they completely got rid of InfoWars back in 2018, August 6, 2018. Zero Hedge got pulled earlier this year when they talked about the public profile, the LinkedIn profile of a scientist at the Wuhan Biosafety Level 4 lab. Bragging about on his LinkedIn platform, saying, I do experiments on creating chimeras with coronavirus and bats and so forth. These same people that Fauci and the NIH funded $3.7 million to do exactly that same thing. Funding it also at universities like the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, when they were told to stop it, to put it on moratorium. So when they put that out, Twitter pulled Zero Hedge and said, you doxed this person. You don't dox somebody when you show what their public LinkedIn profile is. But of course, we were sued for that in the wake of the Charlottesville riots. We talked about some of the people who had become the face of that by showing what their LinkedIn profiles were, and they sued us. Now, Zero Hedge got pulled off of Twitter, then recently put back on. And so now Google is jumping in. And Google has demonetized Zero Hedge. And the interesting thing about this is that this was being pushed by NBC. Now, it was always CNN that focused on InfoWars. CNN dedicated reporters to not reporting, but to censoring rival news organizations like InfoWars. And NBC seems to be doing that now. They wrote an article. And to give you an idea of what this is, the original story was due to the fact that the Federalist and Zero Hedge had done articles that they thought were fake, that they determined were fake. They were going to demonetize them, said Google. Now, they did demonetize Zero Hedge. Federalist, they did not do. Due to the fact, they said that this is the original story. Due to the fact that the Federalist published an article that criticized media coverage of the riots, the Federalist has been demonetized, right? Jarvis at Jarvis Best. And they said, the news story is due to comment section of the Federalist that may be demonetized in the future. And this was in the same article. So you have NBC going back and cherry picking articles from Zero Hedge and from the Federalist, sending it to Google and saying, don't you think you ought to demonetize these people? And then writing an article about how Google is going to do it. Same things that CNN did to us here at InfoWars. And so when you look at the article itself, Grant Addison said, what is this? What is this update? No corrections. The offending quotes aren't even removed. Their story now has active contradictions, and he highlights two spots in their story. In this case, we've removed both sites' ability to monetize with Google. And then a couple of paragraphs later, it says, the Federalist now has 3 days to remove the violations before the ban goes into effect. Just make up your mind. Now, what was it that was so offensive in this particular round of big tech flexing its muscles? That's private. It's a private company. It can do whatever it wants, right? They can create monopolies. It can force people out of business. It can shut down the public square. It can shut down debate. It can demonetize people with this monopoly it's got. Well, in the case of Zero Hedge, they were concerned about two particular articles, one of them going back to last year. From the New American, talking about the deep left pockets of Black Lives Matter and their funding from Soros and other organizations. While claiming to be a grassroots organization formed in response to the prevalence of police violence, Black Lives Matter is actually 100% pure AstroTurf. It's little more than a front organization for leftists and their agenda to reshape the very fabric of American society. We'll talk about that coming up. Why they said they demonetized Zero Hedge and why they're claiming they're about to demonetize the Federalist. Well, you know, we only exist here because of the products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com. We will be here as long as you buy those products, because they demonetized us a long time ago, tried to deplatform us as well.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Yes, the censorship just keeps expanding, and now we have NBC pushing Google to deplatform Zero Hedge, not deplatform, demonetize, which is basically the same thing. I mean, if you can't, don't have any money to operate, you are deplatformed. That's what they're going after. And so they're doing that to Zero Hedge. They said, it was reported by NBC. NBC took a couple of, cherry-picked a couple of articles and sent them to Google and said, you should get rid of these people. I thought, well, you know, I don't typically look at the Federalists. I thought, what kind of articles are they putting out the Federalists that are so horrendous? Well, let me give you an example. I'll just read you the headlines here. Number one, the media are lying to you about everything, including the riots. Oh, yeah, well, okay. how our anti-American education system made the riots inevitable. I talked about that at length yesterday. Not this article, but it was my same take that I had on it. Yesterday morning, they wrote this article yesterday afternoon. SCOTUS's transgender ruling firebombs the Constitution. Okay, there you go. Now you understand why they pulled me off of social media 2 years ago, right? They're just going into, this is a mopping up operation here. InfoWars back in 2018. Now everybody gets that treatment. We said it at the time. You allow this to stand, and we've had organizations, and believe me, their time in the guillotine is coming up. All these organizations like Reason Reason Magazine, think tanks like the Heritage Foundation, Cato Institute, and so forth. Oh, it's just private property. Just shut up. They can do whatever they want. Okay. Well, yeah. So, you know, it was Heritage Foundation, biggest conservative think tank there is. They were there at the Garden Party with President Trump when he was supposedly talking about free speech. They don't support free speech. They support big corporations doing whatever they wish. You know, so if we take that in principle, big corporations can come to your house and shoot you in the head. And they'd be fine with that. Because you don't have any natural rights, right? I mean, quite frankly, my free speech, your free speech is as important as life itself. That was the principle on which this country was founded. That's why they went to a war. They were worried more about their liberty and their children's liberty than they were about their very lives. That's why the founders fought the war against the British. That's why the people at the Alamo fought against Santa Anna, because they held freedom more precious than life itself. And so, quite frankly, if your freedom of speech is not important, if any big corporation can take away your freedom of speech, they can take away your life as well, right? They can steal your stuff. They just come in and take your stuff. They could send lawyers in and with the right paperwork, take the land that your house is on as well, all your stuff. Or they could just come in and shoot you in the head. And that's fine. Because like President Trump said, if you're popular enough with the right people, you can shoot somebody in the head in the main street and nobody will do anything about it, right? That's what the people in power have come to realize. And that really is the basis of how we operate in this country anymore. It's not based on the idea that we have as human beings, natural rights that we have because of our creation by God. No. They can do anything to you that they want. So the Heritage Foundation, conservative think tank, says Cato Institute, libertarian organization. And so it's just a matter of time. After they did it to us, they did it to another 800 sites. Not all conservative, by the way. As I pointed out before, they were all sites that supported, that opposed foreign wars, that opposed the militarization of the police state, the war on drugs, the surveillance state, all of that. That was the common thing. And now they're branching out. You know, going after Zero Hedge, going after the Federalist. What were they concerned about at Zero Hedge? Well, as I pointed out at the top of the hour, this article, one of the two articles that they identified, The Deep Left Pockets of Black Lives Matter. This is actually an article from New American. Oh, New American, you better watch your back. Actually, New American, I think, supports themselves not so much with advertising, but with support, being there as part of the John Birch Society. And again, if you're going to monetize yourself through Google, understand they're going to slit your throat at some point in time. They don't even have to disagree with you politically. They'll just do it for profit, just like Amazon does, the people who sell products there. Eventually, they put out their own products, and they slit the throats of the people who establish the market. They watch what's selling and what isn't, and they find a little bit cheaper source of it in China, and then they slit the throats of the people who sell through their marketplace. And they really don't like people who compete with them on information because they want to have a monopoly on information, as they've always had. And of course, NBC understands that. NBC used to be a part of the total Mockingbird monopoly that was out there, CIA program. ABC, CBS, NBC. You would have NPR as well, just to, you know, fill in the blanks and push people a little bit faster to the left. But those three networks telling you the same stories every night from the same angle, it's almost like they were getting it sent to them from, I don't know, CIA or something. And so you have one of the articles that they talked about was from Global Intel Hub. This goes fairly recent article, May 30th. While the cities are burning, we reminded people of the prepper mantra. The three rules of prepping are, number one, leave the cities. Number two, leave the cities. Number three, leave the cities. The article is the fake, artificial, manufactured protests exposed. And I say these protests are clearly a CIA operation. The mainstream media is hyping this like the fear porn they want you to accept and be afraid and react in your reptilian brain. Let's face it, coronavirus is gone. Now that it's summer, we need riots, terrorists. Let the dogs out. Woof, woof. Well, yeah, it is a CIA operation. The media, the mainstream media is a CIA operation. It has been for decades. Understand that. So, you know, when we go back and we look at this other one here that we're offended by, Google was offended by the New American. The Deep Left Pockets of Black Lives Matter, talking about how it was actually an AstroTurf organization. Ken Zimmerman, the director of the U.S. programs at Soros' Open Society Foundation, denied last year that Soros had funded Black Lives Matter. It was just a rumor, he said. That was before hackers with DCLeaks.com published Open Society Foundation documents showing that the Soros group had already given at least $650,000 directly to Black Lives Matter. Now, this is an article going back a year ago. BLM, the dismantling of Americas is what they're focusing on, to be recast according to the vision of Soros and his leftist cohorts. The killing of Freddie Gray in Baltimore, again, the place where they spend far and away the most per capita on police, is one of the places where they have the most incidents of police brutality, of things that are identified as racist, like the killing of Freddie Gray. It helped to spawn weeks of peaceful protests in Baltimore residents and allies from Black Lives Matter movement, and they got $650,000 for that. They said the sum of $650,000 is a lot for an organization that claims that it is both grassroots and that it represents the people being oppressed by an evil, racist society. And as much as $650,000 is, it is merely a drop in the bucket. The Washington Times reports that between The Open Society Foundation and the Center for American Progress, Black Lives Matter, has been the beneficiary of $33 million. So those two articles they had a big problem with from Zero Hedge. I read you the headlines from the Federalist. And I also pointed out at the top of the hour that NBC was gleefully reporting, just like CNN did with us. You know, they would look at something and tell, when are you going to take these people down? You got to take these people down. And then they'd be joined by a Daily Beast and BuzzFeed and those bottom feeders. NBC sent this stuff to Google and then wrote articles about how they were going to be demonetized. And then when that wasn't true, they wrote more articles that were also not true, you know, saying, well, okay, the Federalist is, first they said has been demonetized and said, well, it will be demonetized if they don't follow these rules. And actually not even that is true at this point. Google said yesterday, that the Federalist has not been demonetized, but that sanctions were being considered because of content in the comment section. In the comment section. Yeah, that's right. And so you've had people from the Federalist go on with Laura Ingraham and with Tucker Carlson. We'll tell you what they had to say because, folks, this is the central part of the fight. It is a propaganda war. It is a blitzkrieg war now. They've done this very rapidly. They were able to do that with the lockdown of this other stuff because of their monopoly.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. Brainforce Plus, our number one bestseller, Turbo Force, and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live Protein Bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run. And I think down the road, they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Coffee and energy drinks provide a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go, TurboForce. TurboForce from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used across the globe to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. TurboForce is a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. Try adding this to your daily routine and revolutionize your day today.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with the healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, they've got us under their thumb. It is an information war, as Hillary Clinton said. It's an information war, and we're losing it. So they decided to do something about it. Had to reestablish their monopoly. So I've talked about it many times, the October 17th, 2017 hearings about social media and their control. They had a Pentagon guy come in, and he'd retired from the military, then working for the military industrial complex. He came in after the big guys left, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Google. After they left and the press left, this guy comes in and says, we've got to silence the cannons on social media. This is an information war, and we've got to silence it. And then, you know, when they start talking like this, you know that the first casualty of a real fighting war is the truth, right? It always begins with censorship. That's the first step that they take. Yeah, you know, going back to World War I, you look at all the different things that Woodrow Wilson did. Locking up the guy that did the movie about the Spirit of 76. You can't do that. We want to get into this war. We want to get in on the side of the British. Don't make them look like bad guys. So they locked the guy up, gave him a 10-year sentence. I gave him a $10,000 fine back in 1917, I think it was. And then the Supreme Court said, no, there's no First Amendment protection for films. And I stood there till the 1950s. But of course, you also had, the journalist who said, give me, I can give you the war that you want. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. So what they've done is they've established air superiority, broadcast air superiority, right? And social media superiority and the internet. This thing that was designed as a tool of psychological control by DARPA in the 1960s, JCR Licklider, that they weaponized in the 1990s, establishing these very lords of the internet that we now have. And so they now have air superiority, and just like a blitzkrieg, just like people had seen airplanes before, World War I, they had airplanes. They used them for reconnaissance. Occasionally they would drop something out of the plane on somebody that didn't do much damage. But boy, it was weaponized, very sophisticated weaponry by Hitler. Nobody had seen that until they saw the blitzkrieg. And what we've now seen is a global blitzkrieg of an information war that has sold the world on two false narratives. Bang, bang, just like that. First, the lies about a virus. The fear. It's in the air. It's invisible. It's everywhere. You're all going to die. And then the solution to it, the Chinese solution. And you got to lock everything down. We have to implement all of the procedures that we always wanted to do. And that's precisely what they have done. You know, there's an article from RT talking about that. The COVID-19 is a fire drill for climate crisis. And Black Lives Matter is inseparable from the struggle for sustainability. You know, it was the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. And it was the climate that was going to give us the smart cities, the UN 2030 agenda, where we would all lose our jobs to computers and to automation, and we would be locked in the cities, and they would control our every movement and track our every movement. And they would put us on universal basic income to keep us from revolting against them. And now, this from RT, but it's not RT saying this. You know who's saying it? The UN, the people who gave us the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. Lisa Kingo, executive director of the UN Global Compact, insisted in an interview with The Guardian that there were very, very clear connections linking the current health crisis and climate change issues, and also the Black Lives Matter. Oh, I believe that. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've said these are all connected. It's a pincer movement. It's a movement to contain you and to confine you in your choices and your physical spaces. And they have been able to enact the UN 2030 programs, all of this stuff, the Green New Deal, all just universal basic income, all that stuff pushed in immediately without any consideration. Why? Because of the blitzkrieg information war these people were able to get away with. And you got people begging for that. A lot of so-called conservatives and libertarians begging for that. I'm going to die if you don't take away my freedoms. And of course, yeah, that doesn't help, does it? The coronavirus pandemic is, quote, just a fire drill, unquote, said the UN official Lisa Kingo. Just a fire drill for what is coming. According to the UN official, issues surrounding inequality are, quote, part of the sustainable development agenda. Oh, yeah, it is an agenda. It is a plan. And both this Black Lives Matter, Antifa stuff, and the COVID-19, they coincide and they reinforce each other. She added, the only way forward is to create a world that leaves no one behind. Where have I heard that phrase before? Leave no one behind. Leave no one behind. Oh, wait. Common Core. Being sold by George W. Bush. For Bill Gates, of course. Just like we're not going to leave anybody behind when it comes to the vaccine that everybody needs to take, right? You know, Bill Gates gave $20 million to Moderna. President Trump's given them $456 million. Funny how that works. Gates has an agenda, and the Republican presidents enforce it. Lisa Kingo encouraged CEOs and business owners to become, quote, social activists. Oh, they got that message, didn't they? The difference is, you know, she mixes the truth with lies. She says, well, you got to become social activists because if you don't, young people aren't going to want to work for you. No. If you don't, you won't be essential. You won't be allowed to operate. And, you know, this was an interview that she did with The Guardian. The Guardian has been doing a series of pieces with the BBC about another preposterous piece of propaganda that almost got us involved in a war. It was Theresa May when she was prime minister and Nikki Haley when she was UN ambassador. And the two of them, as I said at the time, were like the Valkyrie. You know, these warrior women who are going to decide who lives and dies. They wanted us to get involved really heavily in Syria. And they'd had false flags every Ides of March for 3 years running. But then they added another thing that final year. They added the Skripal poisoning, supposedly. Novichok. Why Novichok? Well, because, you know, only the Russians had Novichok, and it was all about the Russians at that point in time. Still is for many of these people. But Nikki Haley was cheerleading that on the U.S. side. Now, of course, Novichok is 8 times more potent than our VX nerve gas. That's why Putin laughed and said, if it was Novichok, they'd all be dead. You want to show us a sample of that? And, of course, they didn't. They waited a very long time. Once they did send out some samples of that, they sent it to a Swiss lab, and the Swiss lab said, well, you know, basically we found BZ gas, which is a level 3 out of 3, two or 3, I forget which one it was, but, you know, it can also be used for industrial purposes and dry cleaning things, and it produces opioid-like symptoms, which is really what Skripal and his daughter had there on the bench. They said, we also found some undegraded samples of Novichok. Undegraded was very key because it would have rapidly degraded in the months that they waited to send it to them. And of course, this all happened within a stone's throw of the chemical warfare facility there in the UK, Porton Down. We'll talk more about that when we come back. I think you're going to find this story very interesting, what they're doing now with The Guardian. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them. I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high-caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins, but all of a sudden they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, I was talking about the false flag attack that we saw in Salisbury, UK. That was being used to try to step things up. You know, they were going to do it for the third time in a row. They were going to say, well, just as Assad and the Syrian army and the Russians supporting them, invited in by Assad. Of course, we were there. We were not invited. We were invading the country, and they wanted us to invade it with boots on the ground. That was what Nikki Haley and the military-industrial complex wanted. And they had tried to push this under Obama, under President Trump. They had gotten some responses from President Trump. A weeping Ivanka broke into the Oval Office and said, you got to do something about these children who are dying. And so, you know, he sent some bombs in to take care of it. But they wanted more. They wanted boots on the ground. And they had already done it 2 years in a row. And so they needed, for the third year, they needed to up the ante a bit. And so they came up with this idea. You know, everybody's working on Russiagate at the time. Oh, I know. We'll have the Russians poison a double or triple agent who left Russia. You know, he was a double agent for the British or whatever. Anyway, he left. He got asylum in Russia like 10 years earlier. And so now all of a sudden, they decide they're going to poison him and use a poison that only they have so that we will get drawn into a greater conflict in Syria because, you know, in Syria, you have the president there using chemical weapons against people in cities just as they're about to defeat them with conventional weapons. You know, just the one thing that would get us involved. And so there's Nikki Haley. The person, just remember this, all you conservatives who love Nikki Haley. This woman tried to kill your sons and daughters in a useless war for the military-industrial complex. A very, very dangerous person. Very dangerous person. As a matter of fact, she's at the center of all this monument deconstruction here in the United States as well. Because, you know, she decided, well, because Dylann Roof and that horrific crime. We got a picture of him with a Confederate flag in the background. So we got to take down all the Confederate flags and all the Confederate statues everywhere. She was the one who began that before Black Lives Matter did. But let's talk about Salisbury, her other big scheme. So as that got exposed as a fraud in many different ways and has been for quite some time, the BBC is still not letting this go. They're still trying to cover up the obvious lies that are there. And so the BBC is working with The Guardian, and they're still writing a series of stories. And there's an article on Zero Hedge about this. When the simple impossibility of the official story on the Skripals finally overwhelmed the dramatists, they resorted to divine intervention for an explanation, as the propagandists have done for millennia. And basically saying it was absolutely a miracle. And let's look at how this miracle came to pass. You got Portendown, which is the biochemical, chemical warfare UK center that's just a stone's throw from this place, Portendown. And so they have a back and forth reported by the BBC between a man at Portendown and a public health woman in Salisbury. So the man at Portendown says, I've got reports from the Bailey House, public health woman. Tell me, how many hits? Portendown man. It was found in almost every room of the house, the kitchen, the bathroom, the living room, the bedrooms. It was even on the light switches. We found it in the family car, too. But his wife and children haven't been affected. And I like to think of myself as a man of science, but the only word for this is it's a miracle. Cue the heavenly choir. Well, it certainly would be a miracle if the family had survived for a week in the house without touching a light switch. But miracle is not really the only word for that. Nonsense is also a good word. BS would be a ruder version. Lie is entirely appropriate in these circumstances. Because it was not the only miracle on display. We were told specifically that Skripals had trailed Novichok all over the area into the Bishop's Mill pub and leaving multiple deadly deposits, dozens of them in total, which miraculously nobody had touched. Remember, Novichok is 8 times more deadly than VX nerve gas, which is what we have. And remember that the news reports were that this guy had been poisoned with Novichok, but he survived, and his daughter survived as well. They would not have survived. Even a casual exposure to it would have killed them. And you can see that in the people that were assassinated by Kim Jong-un. It took just a little trace of a different nerve gas. It wasn't as potent as that. You know, we were told that they knew immediately that it was Novichok, even though they didn't test it for months, and even though they added a undegraded sample to what was sent to the lab. But anyway, we're told that the detective Bailey, this is the detective that was looking at it, that has his house exposed to that. And nobody touched anything in the house. We were told that Detective Bailey was found to have left multiple deadly deposits of Novichok on everything that he touched in a busy police station. But over several days before it was closed down, nobody else touched any of those things, which must be an even bigger miracle than Bailey's home. It was a miracle that the Skripals didn't die. It was a miracle that Bailey didn't die. It was a miracle that nobody touched any of this stuff, which would have killed them instantly if they had touched it anywhere, at pubs, at homes, at police stations. Perhaps even more amazingly, as the Skripals spread Novichok all over the restaurant and the pub, nobody who served them had been harmed. Nobody who took their payments. The man who went through Sergei Skripal's wallet to learn his identity from his credit cards was also not poisoned. The people giving first aid were not poisoned. As a matter of fact, there was a doctor or nurse, I think it was a doctor, who worked with Skripal and his daughter for 20 minutes. She said she thought they'd had an opioid overdose, which would have been consistent with the BZ that they found. But of course, you know, before they added the Novichok. But of course, she didn't die either. And then the next day, they show up in the full hazmat suits for the photo op. And you see these guys in the full hazmat suits, and standing right there next to them are some police without any protection. They didn't even have a mask. Like coronavirus stuff. Yeah, this is the way these guys roll. And let me tell you, this type of thing, if you had been paying attention, listening to this program, you would have not believed any of those photo ops that came out of New York City about coronavirus either. The people giving first aid were not poisoned. The ducks that Sergei fed were not poisoned, even though he was touching everything, right? The little boy that he fed the ducks with was not poisoned. Many, many miracles. It's fascinating to see that the construction of this edifice of lies was a joint venture between the BBC and The Guardian. Guardian journalists Carolyn Bannock and Stephen Morris. An interesting ethical point for readers of The Guardian. The Guardian published in the last 2 weeks two articles from both of them without revealing to the readers that these full-time Guardian journalists were in fact part of the BBC project to try to cover the tracks of the lies about the Skripal poisoning. That is unethical and unprofessional in a number of quite startling ways. But then again, it is The Guardian. It is The Guardian. That's right. So just remember that as we look at it. And folks, when we come back, I want to talk about this story on the side because it relates to a lot of issues that are going on in terms of vaccines and Operation Warp Speed. It also relates to some very dangerous trends. It relates to the creation of the coronavirus. It relates to our bio warfare operations that are being funded by Fauci and the NIH. Because this is a story about some edits that were made to some human embryos. And remember, these people are all about this kind of stuff. Francis Collins, who is now the head of the NIH, he is Fauci's boss. Francis Collins was the guy that they picked to be the head scientist on sequencing the human genome. And one of the most disturbing things that came out of that was the large number of, large amount of the DNA strand they said was just junk DNA. And that tells you that they don't know what it is. And that's the most, one of the most frightening things about it. Besides the lax controls at all these biosafety level 3 and 4 labs, it's also their profound ignorance, but their willingness to just plug on with all these things that really shouldn't be done. So we're going to talk about that, how that relates to the vaccine programs, to the biowarfare programs, and to the NIH itself, our own homegrown Nazi scientists, Fauci and Collins. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is.
So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because obviously the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better. So that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Life Protein Bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier at Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you. And it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now. So you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can. Because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I want to talk about what's going on with genetic modification. The bioweapons facilities, the programs are being funded by the NIH, Fauci and Collins and so forth. And we've only got one segment left. I want to do it real quickly. I've got to talk about some of the things that are happening in terms of the violence, the racial violence, the race war that has been put out. I had a friend that I know in New Mexico, former police officer. And he sent me links to a couple of stories from CNN, of course, calling, they have a particular perspective on it, the perspective of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. But he said this was happened, it was a peaceful protester who was protesting the demolition of a monument. He was attacked on video by Antifa and Black Lives people. He was hit in the face with a skateboard, causing extreme damage to his face while he was running away, trying to flee the danger. Another individual tried to stab him while yelling, "I'm going to kill you." So he pulled out his gun in self-defense and shot the guy with the knives, and they arrested the victim and charged him with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for defending himself. And they're calling him in the newspaper, the local newspaper, as well as CNN, a vigilante. This is the way this is headed, folks. You know, we look at Tim Kaine, the senator from Virginia, who was Hillary Clinton's running mate, nearly vice president of the United States. And he said yesterday on the Senate floor that the United States created slavery. We didn't inherit slavery from anybody. We invented it. We created it. Here, no other civilization ever had slavery. We did that. We created it, and we created it and maintained it over the centuries, and we've never gone back to undo it. Well, they're going to undo it now. First, they're going to have a race war. You know, the precedent for this is not the Civil War. It'll be a race war. It'll not be between two political factions disagreeing over the Constitution. It will be all about race this time. It wasn't about race in the first Civil War, but it will be this time. And there will be a reconstruction, which they don't want you to see what that looked like. But you're going to get to see it in spades. And as they're doing that, as you've had Webster's dictionary redefine racism, show that only white people are racist, only white people, only Americans have ever enslaved anybody. That's how hateful we are. And so is it any wonder that show video clip number 4. You've got a guy who is videotaped. There's a 92-year-old woman going down the sidewalk there in New York City. And look at that guy. Black guy, just because she's white, she's 92 years old, she's with a walker, and he just smacks her in the head, turns around and looks, she nearly falls down and hits her head on the fire hydrant there. The police have now arrested him. They didn't send a social worker. They arrested him. I hope they did it good and hard. That is just racial hatred. Oh, we're supposed to have racial reconciliation? See, that's what Tim Kaine and his ilk are doing to society, right there. That kind of hatred. Let's play the other clip there. You can hear somebody in a convertible driving around screaming this. Play that. Got that clip? Okay, we don't have the clip. Shoot the white folk. Shoot the white folk. That's what they're doing everywhere. And of course, you know, the solution to all this, as Albuquerque is saying, we got to send in unarmed social workers, not police officers, to these 9/11 calls. So, you know, in Chicago, don't use guns to protect yourself. Call 911, except they're going to defund and disband the police. You know, if you do call 911, they will have social workers then, because the police won't be there. They'll have social workers. So James Woods did some brilliant tweets where he put out some examples. And one of them, you know, social worker, if you got domestic violence, you know, the shoot the white folks. That was one. Call a social worker. This one guy, look at that. Chases the this is domestic violence. A white woman. He chases her down, and while she's on the ground, just smacks her several. I mean, really hard. Oh yeah, just call a social worker. That'll be fine. I'm sure the social worker can defuse that whole situation. All right, I want to get into the vaccine stuff. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do here. And just as I've been talking about earlier in the hour, you see Google demonetizing the Federalist. They're threatening to do that now. That said, well, it was old articles that you had. Well, no, we're not going to do that, but we might do it because now we found some comments that we don't like on your website. This is how this is running, but we know what their real agenda is. They did demonetize Zero Hedge, but of course they did that to us a long time ago and kicked us off of social media as well. You stood by us. Our monetization is the products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got some great specials still because we really do appreciate that support. We've got $130 off of the Alexa Pure Breeze, a wonderful product that keeps the air fresh in your home. You know, you lock up your home pretty tight so that you can cool it and heat it in the various seasons. Well, you know, that also locks up contaminants and odors and so forth, and this thing will sense those. And it is very quiet, very effective. It's got a little nice little light there that's low-key. If it's not sensing anything, it'll be blue. If you start to burn something on the stove, it'll pick it up. It'll go purple or go red and kick it up into a higher gear and clear that out very quickly. That's now $130 off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have our new Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine in spray form as a limited-time introductory offer. We have that 33% off. And we also have storable food available again. And we've gotten the supply delay down to only about 4 weeks. It was up to over 8 weeks. It got so long that we stopped taking orders. Now we've gotten that down to 4 weeks. So you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't be caught without food like some commutard in Seattle. Okay, let's talk about genetic engineering. This article that came out yesterday, scientists made one small edit to a human embryo, but it had lots of unintended consequences. To understand the role of a single gene in early human development, a team of scientists at the London-based Francis Crick Institute, as one of the guys who discovered DNA, Crick and Watson, removed it from a set of 18 donated embryos. Even though the embryos were destroyed after just 14 days, that was enough time for the single edit to transform into major unintended edits. Human gene editing is a taboo topic because of what we saw happen in China, the guy bragging about that. And it is also, they don't mention this in the article, but one of the reasons that they have banned editing of embryos is because once you make that change at a very early stage, you know, if you make a genetic change to the DNA of an adult, then that is just a little bit of a, you know, the cells are constantly being changed. And you've got other cells that have the patterns. And so you can make some changes to an adult animal. And those changes will usually be temporary. But if you make those changes to an embryo, that is a seed change. And so any change that you make to that embryo will be a lifetime for that embryo. And it will also be passed on to that embryo as that child grows up and has other children. Those children will inherit that same change, for better or for worse. And the real central part of this story is the CRISPR editor. You know, we're told all the time that the CRISPR editor is like a scalpel, except that it isn't. And I've reported this in the past, that people who've been using CRISPR-Cas9 editing, genetic editing, is, first of all, it's not a tool. It's an organism that they manipulate. I should tell you why this is not a precise science in the first place. The fact that Francis Collins, who's now the head of the NIH, Fauci's boss, was at the Human Genome Project, where they said they sequenced the human genome, but they found an awful lot of junk DNA. There's so much junk DNA in there, you wouldn't believe it. You're right. I don't believe it. I don't believe God put that in there for no reason. It's not junk DNA. You just don't understand it. And so you're editing stuff. So even if they understood what they're changing, the very process itself is not a scalpel, but it's been described as more like a chainsaw. And not a chainsaw where somebody's, you know, doing the rough sculpturing of bears or something that you see out west. No, not that kind of fine-tuned control in it at all. Matter of fact, people have been doing this for cattle say that when they do this, they often find that it makes a lot of other changes further down line. And to sum it up, in this article from 1-0, the people who did the paper said, this is a restraining order for all genome editors to stay the living daylights away from embryo editing. This is why they shut down the research that Fauci and Francis Collins were doing, creating Chimera with coronavirus, because they don't really know what they're doing and because the stuff could leak out. But they continued it anyway at Chapel Hill. They also funded the Chinese to do it. And I've got more to say about this, but I don't have any more time. So I'll try to get back to this tomorrow, because there's a lot more that I wanted to say about this that you really should be aware that reflects on the vaccines. But thanks for listening today.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy,
and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date,
Super Male Vitality,
specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look. This unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses.
And it contains no synthetic chemicals
and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology. Working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated from the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.